Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Live in living color, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, is on the air from Mount Lebanon High School with hardwood action on a playoff basketball afternoon in Western Pennsylvania, with high school basketball playoffs presented by the Observer Reporter on WJPA.com and the NFHS Network. It's a battle between girls squads from Class 5A Section 3 for a right to play in Class 5A's Girls Basketball Championship game at the Peterson Event Center Friday night. The Cinderella Mars Fighting Planets, the 13 seed in the Class 5A girls bracket, enter at 15-9 and take on the three-time defending champion, the number one seed South Fayette Lions, who enter with 23 wins and just one loss. Playoff basketball on the WJPA Sports Network is presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS, and coverage is also sponsored in part by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, by Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you, by Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on at washjeff.edu. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, and by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Alongside our producer Eric Bennett, Noah Tennant operating the visuals today, as well as the score bug Tom Drakely is alongside. My name is Kyle Dawson with you for what the first two times this year has been, well, it's been a rough one for the Mars Fighting Planets, but that said, Tom, Mars is playing really good basketball right now. A couple of upsets as a double-digit seed in this Class 5A bracket, and gets a third crack at the three-time defending champion Lions today.
Well, maybe third time is a charm, Kyle. I'm not sure about that, but I talked to Coach Brian Bennett from South Fayette, and as all coaches are, typical, he's nervous. Mars has some size, and he told me, he said, they should be better. They have a good team. So his girls have to be on their toes. You know, so often when you get into a game where you've beaten a team solidly twice, maybe you don't play quite as hard.
Yep.
That's what he's concerned about. So he's got to go out there. And if his kids perform, though, they're number one for a reason. They're really solid. Three-time Whitfield champions and going for a fourth.
Four WPIL championships in the history of South Fayette girls basketball, the other in 2016, but they have been dominant in this three-year stretch. A winner last year after a 19-9 campaign in total, beat Armstrong down at the Peterson Event Center for the third straight WPIL title. It doesn't happen very often in girls basketball where teams win championships at this rate, and South Fayette certainly on its way, perhaps, to not an unprecedented but an unlikely fourth consecutive championship. And especially, and I don't mean this as a disparage to public schools, but it doesn't happen very often with a public school winning four straight championships and an opportunity to go play for one if they can get by Mars today.
Well, and that's not a disparaging comment at all. The fact of the matter is, when you look at Whitfield and you also look at the state, so many of the private or Catholic or religious, whatever else you want to call them, win those games. And South Fayette is doing it with homegrown people, and I like that. And I think Coach Bennett has done a terrific job. In fact, and a little side note, Kyle, when I was coaching at Trinity, I hired him as my ninth grade coach, and he got to coach my youngest son. And I always tell him, you got your start because of me, and he's just done an outstanding job.
Always have thought the world of Brian Bennett. He's got some good people on his staff as well. Garrett Del Rey, one of the assistants on this staff, is a former head coach in girls basketball as well, and he has done a tremendous job. Brian Bennett in his seventh season coaching the South Fayette girls basketball program after primarily being a longtime assistant at Upper St. Clair. He took over for Matt Bacco at South Fayette. On the other side, Mars, we talked about the Fighting Planets playing good basketball. Zachary Stitt in his second year at the helm of the Fighting Planets program at 15-9. They did win against, obviously, their first two playoff opponents. They beat North Hills at the end of the regular season. That's a 6A school that Mars took down, but to score upset victories over a number 4 seed, and then it's a number 12 seed in Bethel Park in the quarterfinal, but to score an upset as a 13 seed over a number 4 seed is impressive no matter what bracket you are in. And Mars is playing good basketball in the postseason, which I think lends itself to at least hopefully they can be a little bit more competitive against South Fayette today.
Oh, I expect it to be competitive initially. I really do. And that's the thing that Coach Bennett emphasized to me. He goes, look, they're good and they're playing better, as you have mentioned. So I really believe we'll see a competitive game initially. But you know what? I've watched South Fayette play several times and watching tape. They're just loaded. They've got talent. And they're not senior laden. If you look at their roster, they've got a lot of these players coming back. So I'll tell you what, it'll be a tough task for Mars, but not insurmountable. We've seen upsets all along. Pierce Township boys last night, I called that game. They upset Uniontown, and Uniontown is loaded with talent. So it can happen.
There was a 15 seed in Class 5A boys, Penn Trafford, that became the first 15 or 16 seed in a 5A basketball bracket to win a first-round playoff game this season. So it's been full of upsets. Let's take a break here on our pregame show as we get set for action. The Mars Fighting Planets and the South Fayette Lions coming at you, presented by CNX Foundation on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS. Mark, how are you?
Education and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. We're on NFHS and WJPA.com with audio today. Alongside Tom Drakely, Kyle Dawson, our pregame show continues here at Mount Lebanon High School, and we'll get set for the starting lineup, which of course we'll bring to you as well as we get ready for this semifinal tilt between South Fayette and Mars. It wasn't a good game the first two times these two teams met up. In the regular season on December 12th, South Fayette, a 45-point victor, 70-25, over Mars. Ava LaRue scored 21 points, or Joliet LaRue rather, 21 points in that win. Ryan Oldecker with 11 points, and then of course Lucci Lamandola with 10, three different double-digit scores for South Fayette. Ava LaRue, I'm a couple years behind with Ava LaRue, Joliet, her younger sister.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
South Fayette would then win the second game between these two teams, 77-41 on January 22nd. In that game, Haley Lamondi, 20 points, Joliet LaRue, 15, and had 14 points from Layla Wright, who's averaging close to 10 points a game this season. South Fayette victorious in both. They always say the old adage is it's very difficult to beat a team three times in one single season, but when you're a power and you're a juggernaut like South Fayette, that may not be much of an issue today against the Mars Fighting Planets. But Mars, again, if you're just joining us, playing good basketball. This is a 13-seeded Fighting Planets team that is coming into this game at 15-9. We're 6-6 during the regular season in Class 5A Section 3. The other semifinal game in this bracket was played just a little bit earlier here at Mount Lebanon. Peters Township awaits the winner of this game in Friday's WPIO 5A Girls Championship game. That's Friday, February 28th at 7 o'clock down in Oakland, Pennsylvania. South Fayette, if it wins here, we'll be looking for a fourth consecutive WPIAL championship. We'll take another break and come back with the introduction to the starting lineups here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
National anthem has been played here at Mount Lebanon High School. We come to you from Class 5A's girls bracket. Hardwood action playoff girls basketball for a spot in the 5A girls championship game. Starting lineups being introduced. Let's go through them as well. They are up on your screen on the NFHS side. The number 13 seeded Mars Fighting Planets under second year head coach Zachary Stitt. 15-9 overall with wins on their path to the Pete. Over number 4, Shaler, and number 12, Bethel Park. It is 5'4" senior guard Vita Vargo, 5'8" junior wing Alexis Cashdollar, Cecilia Christie, a 6-foot junior, 5'7" senior guard Gianna Delicio, and Carmela McDowell, a 5'8" senior for the Mars Fighting Planets. For the top-seeded South Fayette Lions, the 3-time defending champions under 7th-year head coach Brian Bennett, overall record of 23 wins and 1 loss, and wins over number 16 Greensburg Salem and number 9 Baldwin on their path to the Pete. It will be 5'7" sophomore guard Layla Wright, 5'8" junior guard Haley Lamondi, the only senior in the starting lineup, 5'10" senior guard Sierra Rexrode, Joliet LaRue, a 5'11" junior, and 5'10" junior daughter of longtime Mount Lebanon girls head coach Dory Oldecker. It is Ryan Oldecker wearing 24 for the South Fayette Lions. Again, so for Mars, Vargo, Cashdollar, Christie, Delicio, and McDowell, Wright, Lamondi, Rexrode, LaRue, and Oldecker for the Lions.
Well, it should be a great game. And I think for the Mars Planets, they've got to stay attached early. If they don't stay attached, Kyle, this game could get away from them. So hopefully they've got some new things in there they're going to do. And tough to slow this veteran team down, though. This South Fayette team is loaded with talent.
Both these teams, by getting to the semifinals, have guaranteed themselves a top 4 seed out of District 7 in the PIAA state playoffs. The losers of the semifinals, which was Thomas Jefferson earlier, and then whoever loses this game will play for 3rd place. The obvious loser of that consolation game will be the 4th seed out of the district, and we are underway in the opposite Class 5A girls semifinal. South Fayette won the tap, and it's Oldecker along the baseline, dropping it off for Joliet LaRue, spun her way down to the block. Outside to the left wing is Lamondi. Back into the hands of Layla Wright, will kick it left side. Strong defensive start for Mars so far out in the zone. 30 seconds into the possession is LaRue. Tries to get it back out to the wing. It's Oldecker. Dribble drive from there. Hop inside to the block. Layup no good. And the rebound is saved by Oldecker along the baseline after a tap. Wright drives inside. Tried to underhand feed it to Rexrode, and it was intercepted.
Pretty
empty
good
possession.
Pretty impressive 2-3 zone. Yep. They extended it and put some pressure on the ball handlers.
Good first possession defensively for Mars. Now trying to get the first points of the game on this end. Cecilia Christie had it knocked away from her. And in transition come the Lions. It's Oldecker to make it 2-0 South Fayette.
Well, that's what they do. Their defense is their offense. They're going to put a lot of pressure, and they create turnovers and score off of them.
South Fayette just one loss this year. It was not to a WPIAL team. It was to St. Mary's, a New York high school, on December 28th in a game that was played down in Florida. Bucket there to make it 2-2 as things get evened up. It's Vita Vargo scores about 12 points a game for Mars with the first bucket for the Planets and answer three. Oldecker has all five for South Fayette, about a minute and 40 in.
Yeah, she's got a brilliant shot. I mean, great touch on that. She can knock down that perimeter shot.
Helps to have the infamous Dory Oldecker growing up teaching you basketball.
I would think so.
Little runner, no good inside the lane for Carmella McDowell, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will stay here with Mars.
Yeah, such an advantage to have a mom who was an exceptional coach for many, many years, teaching her the game.
She has since left the Mount Lebanon girls basketball program, won a championship a couple years ago, not too long.
No, it wasn't too long ago. I remember that.
Mars on the attack, trailing by three here in the early going. There's a triple to tie. It's short off the fingertips of McDowell. Transition opportunity after the rebound. Layla Wright lays it up and in.
Well, this is what they'll do. I mean, when they get a rebound, they're going. They're going to push it, and if they have numbers, they're going to score.
Ryan Bennett's team over his 7 years is like to run.
Well, defensive transition for Mars is important, and they've got to get back to prevent easy baskets, Kyle.
Playoff appearance number five in a row for the South Fayette Lions. Of course, we've mentioned a few times have won the last three 5A girls basketball championships, matching what Chartiers Valley has done at one point since 5A became a thing back in 2016.
Yeah, those CV teams were really good.
Trying to win a fourth championship in a row this year. Win three in a row, become the number one seed with one loss, not to a District 7 team. Nice feed inside, but an open opportunity for Delicio miss, but Mars got it back. Christie hops inside. Her shot from about eight just outside the key will not go either. Five-point lead for the Lions, and Wright bringing the ball up the floor. Into the hands of LaRue along the left wing. Couple of subs go to the table. Oldecker on the drive, pulls from 15, left it too strong, but an offensive rebound. LaRue back up with it, was deflected. I think it was Cash Dollar that got a hand on it for the Fighting Planets. Just under 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Christie on the drive inside, killed her dribble, back out to the right wing, three on the way. Delicio off a rim, the backboard and out.
And they have numbers, here we go.
Little slick feed to Sierra Rexroad to finish it off. And it's a transition bucket, seven-point lead for the Lions.
Great pass that time by Layla Wright.
Layla Wright averaging just over four assists a game, grabs one there. In terms of averages, she has filled up the most that are over three or four. 9.4 points, 4.2 rebounds, 4.3 assists, and about 3.7 steals.
Yeah, she's got a full stat line there.
Foul goes against Gianna Delicio.
And if you look at the scoring of the South Fayette players, it's very well balanced.
Yes.
You don't have any 20-plus scores, but you have a lot of 10, 11, 12.
And despite the talent that Brian Bennett has had over the last several years, it's always kind of been that way, where nobody's going to score 20, 25 points a game. There's a jumper, good plus one for Layla Wright.
Well, when you have that, Kyle, it's so difficult to defend. You know, it's not like you've got to defend one or two. You've got to defend the entire five on the floor, and that makes you so versatile and balanced.
Team foul number two on Mars. Wright's free throw is good. Old-fashioned three-point play gives her five in the first quarter. The Lions up by 10. Here with 3.5 to play in the opening stands. A transition chance for Maya Moore left short.
Yeah, and that was an opportunity. She just missed the shot.
Wright feed inside. Oldecker spins and fires and hits. And a timeout on the floor. It's a full called by Zachary Stitt and the Mars Fighting Planets. We'll take one as well. You are watching the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Mars to inbound after the full timeout. They trail by 12, the Fighting Planets, well, here at Mount Lebanon.
Great start for South Fayette. So, and they do it with the defense, Kyle. I mean, they just put so much pressure on you.
It's a tight man-to-man right now for the Lions. Nice move inside by McDowell, but left a bunny short from about 4 feet and chased down in the corner by Layla Wright.
Yeah, you got to finish those opportunities. You don't get very many of them.
Wright driving right side down to the block, kicked it to the middle of the key for Oldecker. It ends up back outside, right in the corner. And a three ball good.
She's off to a tremendous start, averaging 9 a game. She's got 8.
Up ahead, out of the hands of Christie and out of bounds. It goes to South Fayette over on the turnover with 2:41 left in the first quarter. It's a 15-point lead for South Fayette at 17-2. This is a wagon, the South Fayette Lions, three-time defending champion, looking to match up with Peters Township, who beat Thomas Jefferson earlier in the other semifinal played here on the WJPA Sports Network, of course presented by the CNX Foundation, and high school basketball playoffs on WJPA are presented by the Observer Reporter. Nice block inside by Christie. Come away with a stop there. Now the Fighting Planets up the floor with about 2:18 left in the quarter.
They desperately need a bucket.
Vargo has the lone bucket for Mars. With it at the top of the key. Swings right side for Moore. Ball knocked out of the hands of Christie, who fights through traffic, gets inside, and pushed the runner from 12 way too strong. Joliet LaRue in transition, looking for the opposite block in Vieira. The ball goes out of bounds down to Mars, and a whistle to bring in a substitution. It's Grace Zaitzolo.
You know, Kyle, when I've watched some of these girls' teams and this team in Mount Lebanon, Peters Township, the skill level is amazing. You got 5 players on the court. They all can dribble it, they can pass it, they can shoot it. Hard to defend that.
Yeah, it's hard to find a hole with the South Fayette Lions. And there's a bunch of teams around the district, both boys and girls, that are that kind of way. I had a chance to see Shar Valley boys yesterday.
Yeah, they're pretty good,
too. They feel that way, where everybody on the floor can dribble it. Everybody can get down and defend. Everybody can shoot it. They don't miss their layups. Those are the teams that have the most success in high school basketball. Vargo misses. Second chance, no good either. That was Zaitzolo, who had the second chance.
And it's the unselfish play that you see night after night that really makes it enjoyable to watch.
Another thing about when you're scoring is as distributed as it is for the South Fayette Lions. Drive inside Rex Road might have been partially deflected. Moore comes away with a rebound.
But it was a nice move to the basket, but I think it was partially hit.
75 seconds to play, opening stanza here at Mount Lebanon. Ball finds its way to Zaitzolo, who misses again. That time from about 11 feet on the take, and the rebound is tied up. Arrow belongs to Mars on this occasion.
They just can't buy a bucket right now. They really need a score, to feel good about themselves here before the quarter ends.
Get a baseline inbound. South Fayette with wins 57-30 over Greensburg-Salem. And 67-31 over number 9 seed Baldwin in this bracket so
not
far.
Not even close.
Yeah,
so
it is.
If they go on to win this and they get in the championship game, that may be their first game of any contest.
LaRue off the steal of the inbound goes and scores off the window.
How many girls can make that move?
Not many.
And she's a 5'10 girl. She handles the ball like a point guard.
Under a minute in the first quarter. Going to get a foul against Layla Wright here with 51.1 left in the frame. It's the first against the Lions, as you check the replay on the NFHS video side.
You know, Cal, these kids play with a passion. And you can tell they love the game and they work at the game. It's so clear when you have skilled players. They put time in.
Another steal off the inbounds for Mars. Up the floor goes Joliet LaRue. Around the back, LaRue finds the corner. Rexrode thought about it from three off the ball fake. Backing up with 35 seconds to play in the opening eight. Mondi for LaRue. And now Old Decker back for LaRue. Drive inside. LaRue down to the right block. Pushed it toward the basket and is fouled.
I believe that foul is going to be on Cecilia Christie.
Morris foul. Foul number 24, Cecilia.
Indeed.
Her first personal.
Couple of free throws for Joliet LaRue. 12.9 points a game. 4.6 rebounds. The younger sister of Ava LaRue. Standout player for Brian Bennett's Lions not too long ago. First is good.
I remember Joliet when she was playing back then as a younger player when her big older sister was playing. She was talented back then. And you knew she was going to be really good.
She's got a ton of length, too, at 5'11". That
well,
certainly
she does.
Helps.
It really does. Great touch on the free throws.
Both are good. 21-2 South Fayette with 20.4 left to play in the first. Pass up ahead, skip to Cash Dollar, bounce pass, Moore inside, rejected.
Great hustle by Haley Lamondi.
Watch this again.
Oh, boy.
Moore was open along the left block, but Lamondi able to get up there and make the play on it, knock it out of bounds.
Made a great defensive play.
Baseline trigger goes to the elbow. Driving is Christie. Has it back, well, did have it back for a moment in the post. Up ahead for Lamondi with 1 second. Long three at the horn is off the mark. And the first quarter comes to a close. The wagon of the South Fayette Lions is rolling through 8 minutes. It's 21-2. South Fayette leads Mars on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
We begin the second stanza of play with a bucket for Layla Wright, who had a great first quarter. She's already in the double figures now with 10 points. And South Fayette's lead is 21.
She averages right around 9.4, close to 10, so she's at that average now.
Three ball on the way, Vargo, who had the only 2 points for Mars in the first quarter. It's off the mark. Right up ahead, transition bucket, Haley Lamondi onto the score sheet. She becomes the fifth different Lion to score in the game, so all five starters have scored.
Boy, they get up and down the floor fast, don't they, Cal?
Impressive to watch. Setting up a potential date with Peters Township. They are well on their way to that. Another transition opportunity. They'll slow things down with Lamondi. Peters and South Fayette, despite being close in mileage, are not opponents so far this year. Could be the first time down at the Pete on Friday.
Yeah, usually they play one another throughout the course of the year, but not this season.
And the only loss for South Fayette to St. Mary's, 65-27 over or against St. Mary's in Florida, New York school. Another timeout on the floor. We'll take 1-2 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
25-2, South Fayette leads a minute and 10 seconds into the second stanza here at Mount Lebanon. 5A semifinal action. High school basketball playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the Observer Reporter. Tom Drakely alongside Kyle Dawson. Noah Tennant providing the visuals. Eric Bennett is on the ones and twos over there. Another turnover. Wow. More pressure from the Lions defensively. They have not let up.
And they're not going to. That's how they play. They create so much havoc defensively, and they get a lot of loose balls because they're active in their feet with their feet and their hands.
Brian Bennett, seventh-year head coach of the Lions, barking orders. The long change, if you will, at the bench in this first half. Dump inside, and Joliet LaRue has her second field goal of the night. Up to 6 points. It's 27-2 South Fayette.
Well, you're looking at a running clock here soon.
30 points, the PIAA mercy rule in basketball.
Another turnover.
Layla Wright in transition. Wright spins in the key and
knocks
it down.
What a move. Talented point guard, isn't she?
First time I've seen her play.
Well, I watched her on film and I knew she had something special. Only a sophomore.
Uber talented future ahead of her. High arcing shot, no good for Christie. Still ice cold as Mars on the offensive end as Wright pulls into it from 12 and it bounces off a couple rims and out. Get a running clock, we'll have to use some more breaks. We've got to pay the bills.
That's exactly right.
Find some time. Of course, we have a halftime show coming up. Big thanks to you for joining us on this Saturday afternoon. Three ball off the mark, in and out, really, for McDowell that time. And ball goes out of bounds down to the Lions. Earlier, the Peters Township Indians in what was a great game knocked off Thomas Jefferson. Really in front of a who's who of WPIL coaches, athletic directors, and personnel that were here.
It was a big game. I tell you what, that TJ team, they're tenacious. And Peters Township, it took them a while to get going. And when they finally got the lead, they didn't relinquish.
Of course, longtime Thomas Jefferson football head coach Bill Chirpak, the athletic director at TJ, was in the house. Joey David, Mount Lebanon's boys basketball head coach here. The Blue Devils just knocked off Imani Christian a couple of nights ago to get to the semifinals in 6A boys. The take on Ralphie Blundo's Newcastle Red Hurricane. Peters Township boys last night with an upset victory over Uniontown in the 5A boys quarterfinals. Montour and Chartiers Valley victorious on the left side of the bracket there in 5A. And it's St. Zalo headed to the free throw line after a foul by Vieira. And Mars is back on the board with the first free throw going in.
Well, they need any kind of offense they can get at this point.
Zalo with their second chance and knocks that one down as well. Right across the timeline, 4.5 to play in the second. Lead is 25, and Wright is fouled on the kind of a push shot there as she went up and felt the contact as she went up.
Yeah, I think she got hit right on the shooting wrist as she released the ball.
Zalo picks up the personal at 4:25 of the second quarter. Free throw for Wright, in and out.
First miss for South Fayette. 3 for 4 early in this game.
It was 21-2 after the first stanza. Neither good there for Wright, who had made one at the free throw line on a three-point play earlier. Down to 4:15 in the second quarter. Dead dribble for McDowell at the volleyball line.
Oh boy, another turnover.
Another transition chance
and
as well.
There
you
go.
Numbers in transition as Wright finishes in the cup.
That's too easy. It's just too easy for you. They steal passes. They get out on a break. They run so effectively.
Super impressed with Wright's game. We've touched on her a couple of times in the early going. She's got 14 for South Fayette. Left wing three is good. Down for Christie it goes through the net.
Oh, they needed that basket big time.
Cuts the deficit to 24. Obviously still a big-time mountain to climb for Mars.
Oh,
it
huge.
Starts with one bucket.
Right, you got it one at a time, one possession at a time.
Lamondi steps into a left-wing three and answers.
How about that shot? They just have so many weapons, Kyle. I don't know how you defend them.
There's a foul in the backcourt as McDowell handles up the floor. It'll go against Vieira, her second, in about a minute of game time.
Yeah, she's coming out quickly with those two quick fouls. And I can hear Coach Bennett yelling, do not reach, do not reach.
To some degree, maybe in a closer game, it would be a little bit bigger of a problem. Maybe I appreciate the aggressiveness a little bit here.
Oh, sure, no question about it.
Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. From Mount Lebanon High School. Ankrum waited for things to free up. LaRue for Wright. Handling with her right hand along the wing. And
oh, what a move.
Lamondi, a great
a move
inside and is fouled.
That little hesitation dribble. Oh, boy, was that clever.
Foul is against Maya Moore. Saw the move again on your screen. Lamondi at the free throw line for a pair.
And when I was talking about skill, those are the types of things that good players can do. I mean, when you can use that little ball fake with your, you know, same side, little hesitation move and free yourself, then you know you're a player. Missed the first free throw, though. And good on the second.
Gives her six. 28-point lead for South Fayette with 2:40 to go in the half. Semifinals will continue. They are ongoing today in four different brackets. They will continue Monday into Tuesday. Of course, the championship scheduled for the Peterson Event Center Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. There'll be three on Thursday.
Well,
four on Friday and five on Saturday.
We have one, and it looks like a second will be. They'll be playing each other in Peters Township and maybe South Fayette. Kanemak girls have an opportunity. There's some really good basketball left. Peters Township boys.
A couple of fun ones due in 4A boys today over at the, I believe at least one of them is at the AHN Arena, Peters Township.
Is that Bell Vernon?
Yeah, Bell Vernon and Avonworth is one of them. I know they're the 3 o'clock game.
That'll be a good game. Bell Vernon's a loaded team, too. Coach JoJo Salvino.
Retiring at the end of the year, Salvino.
Hard to believe. He's been around so long.
Formerly at Manesson, has been at Bell Vernon for a couple handfuls of years now.
Yes. I coached against him when he was at Bell Vernon.
The move inside for LaRue, that is off the mark. That game features, and of course all these games are on the NFHS network today as well, but the Avonworth and Bell Vernon boys game features a couple of 2,000-point scores.
Yeah. How about
Zion
that?
Moore at Bell Vernon and Rowan Carmichael, the WPIL's leading scorer.
Unbelievable. Talented players. It's a great time for high school basketball, isn't it?
A lot of good talent around the district. that will be on display in these semifinals. Of course, there's plenty of talent that is either out or done for the season already. The state playoffs still on the way with the consolation games and everything. Good move inside. A little bit too strong, though, off the window for Christie.
Well, it was a good move, though. Too bad it didn't fall for her.
Stepping into the three, Ankrum off the mark short. Rebounded in the corner by Mamondi, and she is going to miss the three as well.
Well, usually when you get that second opportunity, you knock down that shot.
Mamondi, 75 seconds.
There's one.
Good turnaround. Nothing for Cash Dollar going there. Closing in on that final minute of the second quarter. There's Wright for Lamondi. Now Oldecker, who had seven in the first for South Fayette, yet to score in the second, and she'll have an opportunity at the free throw line as she is contacted on the way up.
Yeah, body foul.
Goes against Delicio. A couple of shots for Oldecker, who scores 13 points a game, rebounds at close to four a game, and she hits the first.
Look at the release on that foul shot. You want to teach a youngster how to shoot? Whew, doesn't get any better than that. I'm sure mom spent lots of hours honing in the craft.
100, 150, 200 free throws a day?
Oh, my goodness, yes. But she missed one.
Second one off the mark, back iron, it rolled around. 42 seconds on a rolling second quarter clock. As Vita Vargo at the first 2 points of the day for Marsh, she's going to commit a traveling violation.
Yeah, that's 14 unofficial turnovers already. South Fayette has one.
That's double the turnovers versus the points that Mars has scored. Usually that's not a winning formula.
No, and the other thing, off of turnovers, they score at a very high clip.
Great transition game of the South Fayette Lions, the three-time defending Class 5A girls champions.
They're going to hold for one shot, it looks like.
Down to 25 seconds. It's in the hands of Oldecker. A little bit of pressure from Zaitzalo there.
You know, they'd be a hard team to press with the way they handle the basketball. All five players are skilled.
Layla Wright driving right. Back to the top of the key. It goes for Oldecker with 6 seconds. Into the hands of Lamondi with four. Trying to step into it. LaRue will fire it up and almost banked it home to bring the half to a close. Instead, it will end at 36-7 in favor of the South Fayette Lions after a 15-5 second quarter. Our halftime show coming up. You are watching the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
back at halftime on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation and on NFHS today as well. It's been quite the half for South Fayette. Maybe as expected to some degree, but maybe not this good. 36-7 at the break. We'll go through some of the numbers, but you're seeing some of the replays, the dominance of the South Fayette Lions, a three-time defending champion, into this semifinal as the number one seed on their fifth playoff appearance in a row. It has been a clinic for the Lions today.
It has been, and that's a great word to use to describe it. You know, the only concern, if I'm Brian Bennett, that I would have is, well, we haven't had any real tests, and now they're going down to the championship game in front of large crowds playing in that environment, and they're going to get tested.
Yep.
Make no mistake about it. Peters Township defends well. They've got skilled players, and they have the bigs. How much that will offset that game, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
You would think it would help in the post at least a little bit
with
those bigs.
Yeah, I think. And Natalie Wetzel seems to be playing a little better, so the ankle injury is not as much an issue as we first expected. And she won't play until Friday, so plenty of time.
Almost a whole week.
Yes,
to rest.
I think she'll be pretty much in full form. Should be a great finals game.
36 for South Fayette here at the break. It's 21-15 by quarter. Layla Wright has scored 14 to lead all scorers. Haley Lamondi and Joliet LaRue both have 6, 8 for Ryan Oldecker and 2 for Sierra Rexro, the scorers for the Lions. On the other side, Mars with just the 7, 2-5 by quarter, 3 for Cecilia Christie on a triple. Vita Vargo had the first and only 2 points of the first quarter for Mars, and Grace Zaitzaldo scored 2 at the free throw line in the second quarter. That is the 7 for the Mars Fighting Planets. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. It's a 29-point lead for South Fayette at the break. We'll take another timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Still at the break here at Mount Lebanon High School. 36-7, South Fayette leads after 16 minutes of play. 16 more minutes to go. Not quite in the running clock, but
we're close.
Will be in the third quarter at the lead of 29 for the Lions, alongside Tom Drakely, Kyle Dawson here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS and WJPA.com today as well. Well, we've talked about it. The Lions, with three-time defending champion coming in, they're the number one seed for a reason. They are up by 29 here at the break. Don't disparage, though, what the Mars Fighting Planets not only have done in the postseason run so far, but have done, well, for the last 29 years. They are in playoff appearance number 29 in a row for the Mars girls basketball program, a championship in 1977. Of course, a long, long, long time under Dana Petruska, who won 518 games in 37 seasons as a high school basketball coach. Stepped down a couple of years ago. Zachary Stitt has taken over and kind of continued that winning tradition at Mars High School. And this team has pulled a couple of big-time upsets in the playoffs so far. 44-23 over number 4 Shaler and 55-42 over 12 Bethel Park, which unseated the number 5 seed Franklin Regional in the first round of these 5A girls playoffs. Winner of this game, which of course it looks like it will easily be South Fayette, will go to the championship game on Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center, February the 28th, against number 2 seed Peters Township, with wins over Fox Chapel, Indiana, and earlier today Thomas Jefferson on their path to the peak. Should set up a really good matchup, and I think a lot of people are going to be excited for it. South Fayette and Peters. Should it happen, and again, for all intents and purposes, it's going to be very difficult for Mars to come back from down 29 points in 16 minutes when you only have 7 in the game so far. Yeah, so it looks like that'll be the matchup down at the peak. Well, but again, don't disparage what Mars has done all year. It's just they're running into a juggernaut in South Fayette.
That's a very good point, Kyle. They ought to be commended for what they've done. They beat some pretty good teams. And I had a chance to watch Bethel, and Bethel gave Peters Township all they could handle. So, you know, it's just unfortunate that they've run into a team like South Fayette. But when you only score 2 points in the first quarter and 5 in a second, the anticipation is that quarter 3 and 4 aren't going to be a whole lot better. And so as the bracketing goes, I'm sure the Whoopiel committee is happy. It'll be number 1 against number 2.
That's what they designed, right?
Yes, indeed.
Number
yes,
1
indeed.
Versus number 2. The 4A and Class 1A boys brackets are going today. 5A, one of the two girls brackets that is on the docket for semifinal action today. Again, of course, the championships Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. Semifinal action continues on the NFHS Network Monday and Tuesday. And local audio affiliates will have those games as well. Third quarter gets underway, and it's South Fayette with a basketball with a chance to put this into the running clock. And keep in mind, once it goes past 30, even if it comes below it, the running clock continues, and there it is Ava or Joliet LaRue. It's the third time I've done that today. Joliet LaRue is the one to put it home.
Yeah, big sister. Played well and played very long for South Fayette.
Well, too many South Fayette games over the years.
Yes,
have
you
not
have.
Not had them this year, so Joliet, not that she's new to the roster or the rotation, but
yeah, we followed them many, many years, all the way to the state final.
Dip inside, offensive rebound back up and home for Alexis Cashdollar, and a whistle. I think Christy might have got hit in the face. She did.
Hold
her top of her head.
That's the worst place to get hit, right at the bridge of the nose. There, your eyes water up. Yeah, tough time getting yourself recovered.
Just giving her an extra couple of seconds,
right,
holding off the trainers.
I think she's okay. You can see her wiping the tears, and good sportsmanship by the South Fayette players.
Christy back down the floor. It's 38-9. South Fayette leads. just about 45 seconds into quarter three. Strong first half for Layla Wright, certainly a big-time candidate to be the player of the game today, which will be brought to you by the Washington County College Center, which is operated by the Community College of Beaver County later on.
Ryan Oldecker with the tray.
In the double figures with 11, Oldecker.
You know, I'm sure there's a little discouragement on the part of the Mars players, but they're still playing hard, and I give them a lot of credit for that.
3A girls, the other girls bracket that is playing at semifinals today. There's a runner, no good, but a foul, and Christie will head to the free throw line.
Yeah, nice little crossover dribble. Frieder up, got in the paint. Shot hit the back of the rim, almost fell, but she'll shoot two free throws.
Christie with the triple in the second quarter, her only 3 points so far, and she misses the first at the charity stripe.
Mars has only shot three free throws, and they're two out of three this afternoon.
Second on the way, and nothing but net for Christie. Make it 41-10. Wright quickly in transition, slows it down for Lamondi along the wing, who drives inside. Lamondi trying to go up and under, and it got blocked. Mars in transition. McDowell, right elbow extended off the mark. So it down with Wright. Oldecker backing up before handing it back to Layla Wright. LaRue and Oldecker down to the elbow for Rex Road. Stepping into another three.
Wow.
Is Oldecker Nylon.
Oh, my goodness. That was deep, too, Kyle. That wasn't your toe-the-line three-point shot.
14 for Oldecker. Pulls into a tie for the game high with Layla Wright. Nice way to do it. A couple of quick triples. Drive inside, right hand. Good finish by Vita Vargo, who scores her first point since the first.
Right, really nice shot.
If they try to get it into the hands of Oldecker again, she's feeling it to start this third quarter.
No question about it.
Here she is. Back for Joliet LaRue. Drive inside, right hand off glass.
But that's not an easy shot that LaRue just took, but she made it look easy. That little runner off the glass, that's a great weapon to have as a player.
On the drive is Vargo, and Vita Vargo going to head to the free throw line.
And that foul will be on Layla Wright, I'm pretty sure. Little scoop attempt.
Sophia foul, foul number one, Layla Wright. Her second personal, two foul two.
Vargo with four. Make it five.
For Sophia. Ella Vieira and Alexa Ankrum.
A couple of substitutions. Ella Vieira in, as well as Alexa Ankrum returning for South Fayette at the horn there. Second free throw for Vargo on the way, and that is off the front iron and missed.
Oh.
Outside Ankrum triple. Dive on.
Is there anybody that doesn't shoot a three-point shot on this team?
At least so far, the only one that has scored that does not have a three is Rex Road. Yeah. Five of the six scorers have hit.
Nice move that time by Alexis Cashdollar.
4 points for her in the third quarter. 34-point lead for South Fayette, 49-15. Layla Wright drives and is fouled.
Great penetrator because she handles the ball so well, and she has a scorer's mentality, but she makes excellent passes. The one thing I really am impressed with, South Fayette is so unselfish. I mean, they are looking ahead for someone who is open, They pass it rather than dribble it.
First free throw for Wright up and through. 15 for Layla Wright, the top scorer in the game thus far.
Safayette 5 for 9 from the charity stripe.
First point through the net. Wright 2 for 2 and comes out. Lucy Lamandola returning for South Fayette there after the made shot.
Alavera in the game as well.
Vargo had it knocked away. Here comes Lamondi. And a crossover behind her back and then left the left-handed lay-in short. Ball goes out of bounds and will stay here.
Yeah, she ran out of real estate, got herself too far into the basket, but how about the behind-the-back dribble that she did? Whoa, impressive.
Carmella McDowell and Vivian Black in the game for Mars. That's the first time in for Vivian Black, 22 in the Mars blue. Nice inbounds. Pass is good, and the finish by Ella Vieira. She becomes the seventh different Lion to score. It's 53-15 South Fayette. Zaitzalo for McDowell. Ball works its way around to the left corner. Christie off the mark, in and out. Lead is 38 for South Fayette, which won 70-25 and 77-41 over Mars in the two regular season matchups in 5A3 play. Nice spin.
Wow.
Vieira.
Wow. That looked like she may have gotten away with a little travel on that, but what a step under, huh? Spin, step under, score.
Lead is 40.
And again, those are moves that you must work on. I mean, that's the skill that I talked about earlier.
Sometimes good finish there by Castaller. She's fouled as well, so a hit on the make. We'll have another opportunity at the free throw line for a three-point play. Lions foul is on Ankrum. Make the point we made in pregame. Maybe you're worried a little bit about a letdown in a game where you've beat this team twice and both of them by 36 or more points.
But that hasn't
it
happened.
It has not happened at all.
No, they've kept their foot to the pedal there.
Free throw good.
Alexis Castor completes the three-point play.
Inside of 2 minutes in the third quarter, 55-18, South Fayette with the ball. LaRue on the work to Ankrum, and her shot too strong from the right block. Top of the key three. Left it short, did Christie, and a foul on the rebound will send it down to South Fayette. Be the second on Mars in the quarter. It's against McDowell, her first. Clock continues to roll, of course, in the running clock at the inbound.
Yeah, it's going to make for a quick second half here. Not sure how I feel about that running clock, Kyle.
It is great in football.
I know it is in football, but in basketball, when your
kids... It just doesn't really do much.
Yeah, kids want to play. They don't want to miss time because of a running clock.
Three on the way. Good. A foul after the shot. Ankrum knocks down another triple, but a foul on what could have been the rebound opportunity. I think this is going to stay here.
No,
it's against South Fayette. But the shot is good. It
shot
counts good. For Ankrum.
Clock is running. Shot is good.
It's on Vieira, her third. Inside of 30 seconds now in the third quarter. That's team foul four on South Fayette in the quarter. But with it running, the clock, that is, it's not going to matter much.
Yeah, and the other thing I don't like is the kids don't get full game conditioning in. You're playing a huge game here Friday night. You want them playing. You want to keep your starters sharp.
Christie into the corner. McDowell from there driving to the free throw line with 3 seconds up and under. Nice move by McDowell.
Yeah, I like that.
And closes the quarter with a bucket. South Fayette 58, Mars 20 after three quarters of play. You're locked into the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. We're on the NFHS Network today, as well as WJPA.com.
And South Fayette has most of the reserves in the game right now. No starter on the floor.
So those starters off the floor probably for the rest of the contest, and they will have a couple of days of rest to get ready for the championship game against Peters Township Friday, 7 o'clock. On the hardwood at the Peterson Event Center in Oakland.
Beautiful place to play. Sometimes hard to get used to shooting in that facility.
That is something we talk about every year, no matter what broadcast team it is that is down there, any network.
It's open-ended, and I think it's
difficult
it's
for
unique.
A high school kid.
It is.
Some of these gyms, as both of those good for Carmella McDowell at the free throw line there. Ball gets knocked out of bounds and stays with the Lions. Some of these gyms, sort of like this one, there is a little bit of a backdrop to it with the clear backboard.
Great.
But it is not similar to the depth perception, I don't want to say issue, but the difference that arena makes downtown.
Oh, I always see a difference in shooting. It takes a while for players to adjust.
Sight lines different with the backdrop. That's why I've always wished they would let the students and the fans down in that lower bowl in the Pete. That helps at least a little bit sight line wise.
I would agree with that.
Pushed too hard by Rex Road off the window. Nice hop move by Cash Dollar, but left it short, and the ball goes out of bounds down to South Fayette.
That was an interesting move, that little long step she just took there. Well, they didn't call travel. I thought maybe she took an extra step, but officials not in any hurry to make any calls at this point.
36-point lead for South Fayette at this juncture. Hop step inside, good move.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Vieira's made a couple of nice moves.
She's really good. She comes off the bench.
5'10" freshman off the bench,
man.
4 and 6 a game.
She's
at her average.
She is talented. Freshman.
Move inside. Short bunny for Christie.
And there she goes.
Lamondola. Out to the top of the key for Rumberger. Kylie Rumberger, a sophomore. Right side, here she is, Vieira on the dip inside. Left hand off glass, too strong. Five and a half to play. Three ball on the way for Vargo. Too strong off the back iron from where she shot it from on the right wing. Ball goes out of bounds to South Fayette.
Well, Coach Bennett said he was nervous, but I don't think he's nervous anymore.
This is a relaxed Brian
yes.
Bennett right now, standing
but
on the sideline.
Trust me, the nerves will kick in as we get to Friday.
Good news is, if you're a South Fayette Lions fan, the team's been there. Not like this will be the first occasion these players or this coach has been down there.
Exactly.
Seventh year for Brian Bennett. They have won the last three 5A girls championships, including winning against Armstrong last year in what was a good game, 70-63, the final.
Winning is contagious, no question about it.
Built quite the culture here at South Fayette for the girls basketball program.
Well, they've built a winning expectation, and I think the players understand that in order to play in this program, you better be skilled and you better work and bring your A game.
Touched on this earlier, too, in the pregame show, and no disparage to the private school debate that happens, but for a public school to do this
impressive
at this level in 5A and win three straight championships and go play for a fourth in a row, it's very impressive. And we talk about year over year as Lamandola goes inside and scores. Year over year, we see North Catholic down there all the time. And no comment, no commentary toward them, but that is maybe expected at a private school that has built that kind of culture. South Fayette is a public school doing it with homegrown talent.
Yeah, and you like to see that.
Rumberger up ahead. Inside of the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Three on the way off the mark. Ankrum offensive rebound. Back up and home. Timeout on the floor. We will take one as well. We've got 3:31 to play in the fourth quarter. South Fayette 66, Mars 24 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation and on NFHS.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs. Sharing your rebellious spirit. Standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Well, Haley Lamondi has been the star of the first two playoff victories for South Fayette. 19 in the first round win over Greensburg, Salem 22 in the win over Baldwin. She only scored 6 points tonight. All came in the second quarter, but they have gotten contributions up and down the roster today. Eight different Lions have scored. And what has been, well, for most people as expected, a dominant performance by the Lions.
Yeah, and
they're going to have a girl go to the free throw line here, too.
All facets of the game.
It's the third on Delicio for Mars. A couple of free throws for Lamandola. First is good. She's got three all coming in this fourth quarter. Just over 3 minutes to play as Rex Rode, the final starter, to check out there. Second free throw off the mark, rolls out of bounds. I don't think I've ever seen that before. South Fayette has players running their camera up here right in front of us, and they just sent Ella Vieira up here, had to point out where the camera was.
Yeah, it's right in front of us.
Vieira finished the day with 6 points. They brought Elena Klingen down to the bench. Swap off positions with 2.5 to play. Bounds by Mars, 2:15 to go. Take a break at the end of this contest and come back and wrap it up for you. Our post-game show will include our player of the game, which is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. 2 points there for the Planets. It's Vivian Black onto the score sheet. Inside of 2 minutes. South Fayette and Peters Township as a traveling is called. The Mars Fight and Planets season is not done. The Planets will take on Thomas Jefferson in WPIL third place consolation game for the 3 seed into the PIAA state playoffs. all of the quarterfinalists in 5A girls headed to the state postseason, playing for seeding from here as they exit the district tournament. Another bucket for the Planets. Delicio onto the score sheet. They've spread out their scoring as well. That is the seventh different Fighting Planet to score. Three subs in off the bench. Olivia Devlin, Elena Klingen, who was just up in front of us, and 34 Emerson Barish.
Well, what a luxury to be able to get so many players in a semifinal game.
I think that's a big help going forward, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You're this good, and you can get those players any experience in playoff atmospheres. That's a big win. Long two is a little bit short for Dufert.
Down to under a minute left in the contest. Brian Bennett still hasn't sat down. He's still standing.
He doesn't even have a space on the bench.
No.
I guess that fourth spot is his spot. But just got his arms crossed.
I remember interviewing him last year before one of the broadcasts, and he was in the state tournament. Just a nervous wreck. And they did fine.
First is good for Zaidzalo at the free throw line. At halftime of the Thomas Jefferson Peters game, both Coach Bennett and Garrett Del Rey were up here on this level at Mount Lebanon. He just kind of gave me a wave. Him and I have worked together numerous times, and I'm like, well, this looks like Brian Bennett pregame standing up here. Obviously has done a tremendous job.
Oh, he really has. You know, and it's just not that I have great players, but you've got to learn to teach great players. They have to play together. They have to play hard. And sometimes they don't always mesh, but his kids are just so unselfish.
15 seconds to play. Inside, Maya Moore is going to become the eighth Planet on the score sheet. Inside of 10 seconds now. Three-time defending champion, South Fayette Lions, going to go back to the Peterson Event Center to play for a fourth straight district crown in Class 5A girls. The winner, 67-32, knocking off Mars for the third time this year by the slimmest margin of the three.
Yeah.
But it is a dominant performance for South Fayette. Our post-game show is coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. All right. Come on, y'all. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
What a mighty, mighty good man.
Ooh. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
He's a mighty, mighty good man, y'all.
We owe one more break during our post-game show, but we return to kind of put a bow on this one. South Fayette 67 and Mars 32. To go through the scoring real quickly, and we'll also name our player of the game during the post-game show as well. The Lions and the Fighting Planets both get eight different scores. Layla Wright led the way with 16 points tonight for the South Fayette Lions. 14 for Ryan Oldecker, 10 for Joliet LaRue, the three in double figures. Alexa Ankrum scored eight, six apiece for Haley Lamondi and Ella Vieira, four for Sierra Rexroad, and three for Lucy Lamondola, the scoring for the Lions by quarter, 21-15, 22-9 for the 67 in total. Mars 2-5, 13-12 for 32, eight different scores, led by 9 for Alexis Cashdollar, 4 apiece from 3 different players, Carmela McDowell, Cecilia Christie, and Grace Zaitzolo, 5 from Vita Vargo, 2 apiece for Maya Moore and Gianna Delisio, as well as Vivian Black, the other to score 2 points for the Mars Fightin' Planets today. The 13-seeded Mars Fightin' Planets will end the district portion of the season in the postseason here. Of course, still have that third-place consolation game to go, but at 15-10, and Mars will get Thomas Jefferson in that third-place consolation game after the Jags fell earlier to number 2 Peters Township in the other 5A girls semifinal. South Fayette advances its record to 24 wins and 1 loss. And again, that only loss is to a school from New York in Florida over the holiday break on December 28th against St. Mary's. Lost 65-27. Really, all the wins have not really been close. This has been a tremendous basketball program, really, for the last better portion of the last decade, but especially so over the last 7 seasons with Brian Bennett at the helm. 3 straight championships, and now an opportunity, Tom, for a 4th straight championship when they go play Peters Township on Friday.
Awfully impressive, but the task became a little bit more difficult with their upcoming opponent in Peters Township. They've got talent. They've got the defenders. They've got the bigs inside. They've got Natalie Wetzel, who is an outstanding player, but it should be at least a game in which there is going to be some real concern if you're Coach Bennett. And I have a question for you. The loss that they suffered, 65-27, how good must that team have been?
They must have been really good.
Really good. I mean, think about that. Because as you mentioned, South Fayette has won most of their games handily. And, you know, that's where you wonder in a close game if Peters Township can keep the game close. I mean, South Fayette has to be the favorite. But if the game is close, how do they react in that close environment?
Right.
You just don't know. So it should be, we hope, a great game on Friday, 7 o'clock at the Pete.
We will take another break, come back. We'll name our player of the game during our final portion of the post-game show. But we'll take a break, and we'll put a bow on this one next on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on the NFHS Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back on our post-game show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation, both on WJPA.com as well as NFHS. It is time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, which is operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game today will be 5'7" sophomore guard Layla Wright from the South Fayette Lions. Scored 16 points, Tom, in the victory for South Fayette. And we thought, especially in the first half, she was tremendous in propelling this South Fayette team to the lead that they did have at the break, especially.
She really was. And if it wasn't her defense, it was her dribbling, her ability to get down the floor quickly. She distributed the basketball as well, scored the basketball, and got them off to such a strong start, and well-earned as player of the game.
Player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. The number 13-seeded Mars Fighting Planets will play Thomas Jefferson in third-place consolation game with a date in the state playoffs to be determined after that at 15-10 now overall for Mars exiting the district postseason. South Fayette heads to the WPIAL 5A championship game at 24-1. We'll take on number 2 Peters Township Friday at 7 o'clock at the Peterson Events Center. And it'll be on the NFHS network, of course, as well. Final score today, South Fayette 67. Mars 32, this broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network has been sponsored by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on at washjeff.edu. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, and by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. For Eric Bennett, who did a great job on the ones and twos producing the game today, Noah Tennant, who has been with us on the WJPA Sports Network on camera all day and operating that score bug as well, and for Tom Drakely, Bob Gregg, Nate Rigotti, and the whole gang, Kyle Dawson saying so long from Mount Lebanon High School, where South Fayette defends still, looking for a fourth consecutive 5A girls championship game or championship victory on Friday night. The WJPA Sports Network has brought this to you, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS. Good night.